Good morning, Smitty. How are you?
I'm fine. How are we doing? Margaret, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
We're cloudy, but we're fine.
Yeah.
We're going to make it. It's Monday morning. We're getting out of the funk. We had plenty of stuff going on over the weekend, Joe, that didn't have to get rearranged or rescheduled, so we got a little break. That included graduation and plenty of sports happening in the Monroe County Sports Spotlight, and the South Panthers continued a good weekend of softball, didn't they, Joe? Had a busy, busy week and kept it rolling in the same way.
Well, I tell you, softball all the way around in Monroe County doing quite well. Meg Montgomery's Purple and White finished off Brown County Saturday and literally had a perfect week, going 4-0, highlighted, of course, by the school's first-ever perfect game tossed last week, the combined perfecto by Olivia White and Addie Benham against Eastern. It was the first perfect game since 08 when Audrey Ernst of Edgewood hurled one in the sectional title game against South Vermilion back in 08. That Panther duo, by the way, shut out Brown County, and each hitting home runs, and between the two of them, Olivia and Addie drove in six runs. White hurling a two-hitter with 12 strikeouts. South now 7-9, having won these four in a row entering the week. Meanwhile, Emily Cron's North Cougars have won more games this year than they did all of last year. Starting the week 11-7, Kenzie Ridge has won them all this spring. She had nine strikeouts against BNL in a dandy 2-1 win for the Cougs, who have an opportunity to play for a Conference Indiana title this Saturday out at Winslow in the championship round. They're paired with Franklin Central Saturday at noon. Terre Haute North and Southport play in the other semifinal, with the title game then set for 3 o'clock on Saturday. South plays in the consolation bracket against Perry Meridian at noon. Edgewood, after being no-hit earlier in the week, bounced back. They finished second to Charlestown in its own invitational. McHammett's Crew, second-ranked in the state last week in Class 3A, starts this week 16-4 as they beat Bloomfield and Seymour. Sophomore Serena Morris and junior Jordan Howell had 13 hits between them in the invitational. Edgewood is due out, weather permitting, hosting Martinsville later tonight at 5:30. On the hardball beat, North swept two from Corydon Central to improve to 7-9. South starts its week 9-10. Edgewood plays tonight. They're down at Mitchell at 5 o'clock. They are 9-5. Well, Columbus North unseated Bloomington South as two-time defending Conference Indiana tennis champions, winning 3-2 Saturday. Senior Denise Askwee with another unbeaten run going, as that string at one singles now is out to 37 in a row. Panthers lost a real tough three-setter at one doubles in that decisive championship match. Barb Mills North Cougs beat Southport and Terre Haute North to finish fifth. Meg Gardner winning both her singles matches at one, and the Cougars swept through the doubles. Rain did interrupt the state golf spring preview up at Prairie View for the 10th-ranked South Panthers of Dustin Carver. Got in only three holes, and they'll pick things back up in early June in that tournament. North and South compete a week from today in the Conference Indiana meet over in Columbus, FYI. The South B team wound up ninth in the host Cougs, 11th in the North invite out at IU. Junior Alex DeLeonis had team medal honors for South, 80, as Ian Bailey led North with an 81, and Jonas Carmichael led Edgewood with 80. Edgewood had a real good track and field week, boys and girls both. Levi Byers had a new school record in the 100 meters, lowering the standard there to 10-8, and Austin Smith in the 110 hurdles down to 14-4, his name in the record books. The Edgewood girls swept Owen Valley, as did the fellas in the goings-on last week. And now the WIC opens out at Edgewood tomorrow night with the field events, and then will continue Wednesday night at Northview for the running events for the boys and the girls. South, by the way, swept the North-South duel last week. Xavier Martinez beat Griff Titchener by 6/100ths of a second to win the 1600 in a dandy. Another dramatic win came in the 400-meter relay, with the Panthers winning at 43.6. Panthers had depth plus 1-2-3 sweeps in both the hurdles and the throws. North got a surprise win in the 800 as Matt McCarty beat Peter Voskuhl, a season best for Matt at 158-1. The South girls reversed the tables on North after the Cougs had won the Conference Indiana Championship last week, posting 10 runner-up finishes in its 72-62 meet win, completing the sweep. Sprinters Megan Grabowski and Emily Maroney were unmatched and anchored things in the 400-meter relay. Gracie Hebe of North won both hurdles. Jayla Campbell, the 400. Grace Williams, the 3,200 for Bloomington North. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. Reds back home at the Great American Ballpark as they open up a three-game set against Atlanta. Pre-game tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and the Reds struggled, Joe. Their bullpen again. Wasted a good outing by Lorenzen yesterday.
Yep.
Lose 4-3 and the bottom of the ninth there. Did a good job to get back in that game, actually, but couldn't close it out. So the Reds chasing the Cardinals, 22-9. The Birds on a bat lose yesterday, but no one could take advantage of that. And they just haven't been losing very often.
I tell you, St. Louis with that 6.5 game lead over the Cubs to start the week, and they've been excellent at
home. No Wainwright. No.
Yeah,
no.
And, yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right.
They just keep on churning it out.
They get down and come from behind it seemingly every game they play.
And speaking of baseball, Hoosiers with a really good series win,
yeah.
Joe, especially after laying an egg on Friday night. They came back to rally, winning on Saturday and on Sunday after finding themselves down in both of those games. We'll talk more about the Hoosiers and their and their modified schedule this week. It is the last weekend of Big Ten play, so that means Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not the normal Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Correct.
So we'll change that up. What else is making news? We had the Grand Prix of Indianapolis on the airwaves on Saturday.
Yeah, Will Power won the pole, and he won the race as they got that one in without any raindrops of note.
That was fantastic. So they didn't have any hiccups on any. Did I read correctly? There were no cautions in that race. Is that true? After
there may have been after, early on.
The
there,
first lap, I
know
I think
Scott
there was
Dixon.
Some problem.
Yeah, Scott Dixon spun early. I don't know if that brought the caution out or what. You know, there was a big traffic jam, from what I gather. But no, to answer your question, by and large, they got through it unscathed.
Tracks open today, 10 a.m. to 7. Tuesday through Friday, it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we'll qualify coming up this weekend. Joan will be giving away tickets all this week. You can pick which day, Saturday or Sunday, go up to Indy and qualify and watch the qualifying, and those are on us. So we'll do the Reds tonight. We'll do Sports Talk tomorrow night with Fred Glass. We've got a busy week ahead.
Yep.
Reds are on the radio every night this week except Sunday.
Yep, looking forward to it.
And when we get back at 8:45, we'll get together. We'll talk about Ricky Fowler's unbelievable Sunday at the TPC Sawgrass as he wins the Players' Championship in a three-man playoff. What a finish there, huh?
Well, he deserved to win it when it was all said. I mean, you know, come on. Six under the final six holes to just, you know,
three.
Hang on for a playoff. And
3-2-3 finish. He gets a lucky bounce on 16 to make eagle. He hits a fantastic wedge on 17 to make birdie. He gets a free read on the putt to tie to post 12 under on 18.
This is his day.
It was his day, and he can enjoy it there as well. All right, Smitty, good
stuff.
All right,
my
always.
Friend.
We'll get caught up coming back at 8:45 when we take a look at we'll take a look at the pro sports. We can't forget LeBron James hit a big shot at the buzzer yesterday. That ties Cleveland and Chicago at two games apiece. They head back to Cleveland for Game 5 tomorrow. Clippers beat the Rockets late. They lead that series 3-1. Heading, I think, they're back to Houston on that?
They do. They do go to Houston.
So they're handling their business as well. All right, good stuff.
All righty, we'll see you then.
Time for Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Welcome. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning.
Sun's trying to peek out here the east side.
It knew you were coming on the radio.
That's exactly right.
You know.
It will be short-lived.
That's what I'm hearing.
It's all right, though. Well, you can't be. If it's sunshine in 78 every day, people will get us confused for San Diego or Los Angeles.
Got through graduation and all the sporting events unscathed, basically, huh?
Yeah, baseball had to be rescheduled a couple times, but once they finally got going, it was uninterrupted, and they were smart. They moved that 4 o'clock start to 6 o'clock, and what happened at 4:20? Well, the heavens opened up and it rained. But it's finally started raining some hits and some runs for Indiana, Joe, after a, I don't want to say lethargic Friday night, but a lethargic Friday night. The Hoosiers figured out they need to start playing better. They need to win this series if they need to keep their postseason hopes alive. And they did that, winning Saturday and Sunday to win. And now it is again.
Yeah.
More, it just sets up the dominoes. Tuesday at Ball State and the final series of the weekend coming up against Ohio State on Thursday.
No question about it. Well, he's known as the Hoosier table setter, second baseman Casey Rodriguez, and Casey set the table Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day, blasting a game-tying double. The Hoosiers went on to score 4 in the 7th to catch and pass Long Beach State 8-5, taking the series from the dirt bags. Casey had 3 hits for the 3rd time now in his last 8 games. He's done it actually 7 times this season and 12 times in his career. Brad Hartung and Logan Sowers followed with RBI base knocks to break that 5-5 deadlock in the 7th. Hartung and Nick Ramos, along with Rodrigue, with 2 RBI days. Casey and Nick extending their hitting streaks to 8 games. The 3 of them, 6 hits, 6 RBI, and 5 runs scored. Productivity big time from your 1-2 and 3 hitters in Chris Lemonis' lineup. Thomas Belcher out of the pen nailed down the win. 2-plus innings of relief, only 1 hit. Ryan Halstead got the save, his 9th of the year, and became the first IU hurler in history to appear in 100 games. He now has, by the way, 32 career saves, adding to his own school record in that department. The Hoosiers are now 5-1 this month of May. They're off to Ball State Tuesday, a team they beat bad, 16-1, back in March down in Florida. And then Ohio State comes in, a 3-game set that actually will start this week on Thursday, extend Friday and Saturday to wrap up the regular season, needing this series against the Buckeyes to assure the Hoosiers a spot in the upcoming Big Ten tournament, which opens up May 20th in Minneapolis. So good stuff from the baseball Hoosiers, taking the series 2 out of 3 from Long Beach State this past weekend. IU junior center Megan Tallman represents Gary Dunbar's Cruzan's volleyball Hoosiers on the Big Ten's first ever foreign tour roster that'll be competing in June with the conference team traveling to Croatia, Slovenia, and Italy. Hoosier assistant coach Paul Kinnear will travel as an assistant to Northwestern's Kaler Chan, who was named the head coach. Nice honor for Megan and Paul. Senior Elizabeth Tong wrapped up her IU golf career, finishing T31 at the NCAA Regional this past weekend up in South Bend. She closed with a final round of 1-under-71. Big Ten events of note, Big Ten track and field championships this weekend, starting on Thursday at Michigan State, and the Big Ten rowing championships will be contested out on Eagle Creek in Indianapolis for Steve Peterson's Hoosier ladies as well. Don't forget in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls to kick off your week at 6 o'clock, and Mike Leek on the mound tonight at the Great American Ballpark for the Kings of the Ohio as Atlanta comes in to start a 3-game set. We'll have Reds baseball all week long, 7 o'clock pregame tonight.
And LeBron James, Joe, reminding folks that he's pretty good at that whole basketball lark thing.
Yeah, I tell you what, he changed the play in the huddle. He said, I want the ball, put the ball in my hands. It was
Joe, let me ask you a question.
Deliver to him, and bingo.
Who's not going to give the ball to LeBron James with less than a second left? I mean, are we serious?
Didn't give me the ball, bam.
Coach, give me the damn ball. Well, that's, you know?
Jimmy Chitwood said at the end of Hoosiers, Coach,
you know,
I'll take the shot. Well, you're not going to run me a decoy. Come on.
He took the shot with what?
Point eight. After he committed a very phantom offensive foul after he was assaulted going to the basket, and they called that just out of bounds, he decided, well, if you're going to try to referee me out of this, I'll just nail one in the corner in Jimmy Butler's eye.
Yes.
And tie the series at 2 games apiece heading back to Chicago, or heading back to Cleveland, excuse me, tomorrow night. The Clippers 128, Houston 95, as Reggie Miller accurately said, as I mentioned earlier, video game night there in Los Angeles where the Clippers dunks, everything went in the basket.
Yep.
They win convincingly, lead that series 3 games to 1. The Cardinals lost yesterday, finally. They're 22-9, Joe, but the NL Central, it's getting early. Yeah. It's getting late early, huh?
Well, I tell you, 6.5 game. First of all, Cincinnati, 7 down to start the week.
But they're only a half game out of second.
They're only a half game out of second, but they're 7 down, and it's only early May. So Cardinals, you know, they come from behind. They're 14-3 at home this year. They have a 2+ winning edge on the road, and they have the best record in the national. Oh, they're playing 71% baseball. And,
pretty good stuff.
That, as a matter of fact, is the best in all of baseball, as I glance at the Monday morning standings.
And not surprising there. Ricky Fowler, he wins the Players' Championship.
Got hot, didn't he?
Well, we were way past hot at that time of the day. No question about it, as the young man, 26 years of age, wins for the second time, defeats Sergio Garcia and Kevin Kisner in an aggregate and sudden death playoff. He had to birdie the Island Green 3 times on Sunday afternoon. And without that first one, he wouldn't even have been in the playoffs,
no.
Joe. And to do what he did, he won the golf tournament, and that's what we like to see. We don't like to see guys hit it in the water where somebody else is gifted the tournament. He went out there and stuck it to 4 feet, 8 inches, made his putt, and collected $1.8 million, the same amount you made this weekend as well.
Yes. That's $18 maybe.
You
move that decimal point over there.
Yeah.
Take those 6 zeros out of there.
And stick another one on there. All right, we'll see you Tuesday night at Yoga's.
Alrighty.
Fred Glass will be your guest, and we'll hear you tomorrow morning.
All righty, sounds good.